You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to hear from God, and right now we're getting to the rubber meets the road part about how do you do it. How you can make a decision with God's wisdom and God's insight by consulting Him. And understand, that's extremely important because He's seeing out ahead of you, right? He knows the end from the beginning, so you don't have to just deal with what's happening right now. He can tell you what's coming. And that's the reason for doing this. But there is a means that God has given us to settle questions for us, right? And we began to look at this. We looked in Romans chapter 8 where it talked about how His Spirit would bear witness with our spirit. And He called Him the Spirit of adoption, right? And so let's go ahead and look at this next scripture that we've been looking at here in Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts as to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. This peace called you into one body. What was that peace? That, you know, another word you could say would be the spirit of adoption. Now remember, we talked about this peace is supposed to rule in your heart. In other words, the word rule there means to act as an umpire, so that anything that comes across the plate of your life, it's that the umpire is either going to tell you whether it's safe or out, right? But in order to hear this umpire, you've got to pay attention to the umpire, and you've got to be looking for the umpire, and you're going to have to want to know what the umpire has to say. And before we get into really getting into this and checking this umpire, I'm going to tell you about a time that this was a major thing that happened, and I did not understand this. And to be quite frank with you, when I heard this, when this happened, I thought that that hearing the inward voice was the most sure means of hearing from God. And I mean, I would pray until I heard the voice. And I have to be honest, there was times I got deceived. And I'm going to tell you how to avoid doing that. And I'm going to tell you how you can utilize this to check out when you hear anything else. Okay, like we talked about before. So this is what happened. There was a prayer group at our church. I was related to one of the people. And several different people would get together. And then one night they heard the inward voice during the prayer group, and they would pray until they heard from God, and they heard the inward voice say, guess what, you are this woman, she was an older woman, she is pregnant with child, and she'd been wanting a child, I think. And so then everybody there at the group said, oh yeah, that I heard that too. Okay, so great. So all of these people heard the exact same thing, but it wasn't just that. Then there was where the woman got her hair done. That woman said, are you having a baby? Yeah, you're having a baby. And I think by the time it was done, there was like 7, 9, there was a group of people. Now, I never weighed in on it, okay? And really, what happened was is that they're all excited. She starts developing a baby bump. Looked honestly exactly like she was having a baby. And then one day this relative and I are driving in a car, and the relative looks at me and says, isn't this exciting that she's going to be having a baby, we're going to have a little one and all this? And just the Spirit of God came on me, and I said, no, what's exciting is that she is redeemed from cancer, and I command that tumor to die now and wither away. Okay, now up until that moment, I have to be honest, I hadn't really thought that much about it, but I do remember that I did not have any peace about it. Something scratched me. It didn't seem right, and we'll talk more about that here shortly. But everybody else had heard, and I couldn't say I had heard. I could just say that I just didn't have peace about it. but I was checking that piece. Okay, so turns out my relative gets off the. We're sitting there. It's the age of cell phones. She calls this member, this other lady, and says, "You need to get to a doctor right away." She goes to the doctor. The doctor says, starts doing CAT scans, MRIs. "You've got a tumor, but it looks like it's shrinking exponentially." And I think within 3 or 4 days, the tumor was completely gone, like it never existed. Thank the Lord for His wisdom and for His love. So, but here's the thing. All these people had an inward voice. I can't tell you how many times something has been like an inward voice, and it sounded almost identical to the Lord, but then I would not have peace about it. And so I'm hearing something, but this peace, and again, let me now read it from the Amplified. And it says in verse 15 again, "Let the peace, the soul harmony, which come from Christ's rule, act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind." Okay, so how do I settle it if I've got a question? Well, you can utilize peace to do it. Well, how do you do that? I will get to that. Now, the other thing I want to make you aware of about when you're hearing from God is this. And we've already talked about this some, but this is important, okay? All right, let me give you a couple of illustrations. To best illustrate this. So one day this pastor, she and her husband pastor church, they're co-pastors. And they're having a service, the music's ripping and people are getting excited and they're kind of dancing in the aisles and things. And the Lord says to this pastor's wife, she says, "You need to go over there." And there was this older woman. She said, "You need to go over there and grab a hold of that woman's hands and dance with her." Well, this lady, this female pastor was like, "Well, why would God ask?" She starts running through all these questions. "Why would God ask me to do that? That doesn't even make any sense. Wonder what He wants to do." And so while she's trying to reason this out, okay, the woman, while dancing, trips, falls, hits the edge of a chair, breaks several ribs. Service has to stop because emergency medical had to show up and transport her to the hospital. Now, that's one. Now, the second illustration I like to use with this is the fact that you can't just go by outward appearance using this illustration. So, one day, this man was going to... I think it was Sheridan, Wyoming. And he was going to be going there to meet his brother. Hadn't seen his brother in a while. And they were going to go have this trip. And they were going to go on a motorcycle trip together. Now, while he's at church, before he left, this man is saying to his everybody, "Hey, something's just bothering me about this trip. Y'all pray for me. And you all please be lifting me up." So obviously it was bugging him. He goes on the trip and he meets his brother in Sheridan, Wyoming. Well, they're in a McDonald's, okay? And in the McDonald's, this woman was in the McDonald's. She sees the two brothers in their leathers and stuff because they were Harley riders. And so they're getting ready and she sees them. And the woman says that the Lord told her to go over and talk to them, okay? And she's sitting there saying, "Well, what am I going to say? Why are you asking me to do this, Lord?" And so she starts reasoning. She doesn't. The people leave. And I think it was like 15 minutes later, there was a semi that jackknifed and killed the brother, killed this man that hadn't been settled about going on this trip, killed him dead. Well, I guess if he killed him, he's dead. That's kind of an overstatement, I guess. So now the reason people say, "Well, how do you know about this woman?" Well, because the woman called when they did the obituary, it said, this guy from such and such a town who attended such and such a church. His wife was such, I don't know if it said attended such and such a church, but his survived by his wife. She actually called the wife and said, I repent to you. You may not understand this because she didn't know they were Christians, but the Lord told me. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. And this when I heard these stories, marked my thinking. Because I was one that used to want to reason out, why is God telling me to do this? So, think about the first woman in the church, right? Well, if she walks over to her and grabs her hands, right, and dances with her, then the woman doesn't fall. And so she goes back to her seat, and you'd have probably been thinking, and nothing would have happened. So she'd have walked over, grabbed her hands, nothing would have happened. And so you're walking back to your seat thinking, man, I must have missed God because, I mean, really, what was that about? Nothing happened. Because God, when you're obedient, God doesn't necessarily open up the windows of heaven, portray on a camera or a video screen, thus saith the Lord, this is what would have happened if you didn't grab hands. No, it actually would have looked like she missed it. Like, what is the big deal? Think about the woman at McDonald's. Wouldn't it have looked the same thing? You walk over, you don't know what to say, but really, even if you just hold them for 1 minute, then you're not there where the play, where the man is going to jackknife, and so he just wouldn't have been there if she'd have just 1 minute. Of course, on the other side, it wasn't just her fault, because he was evidently getting something about it, and he just kind of overrode it. And just didn't pay attention to it because you're sitting there trying to reason it out like, well, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? I'm telling you, when you don't have peace about it, you don't need to understand it. You don't need to realize this. It's kind of like having somebody, if you've ever been in the military, and I have not, it's kind of like having somebody on overwatch or in a sniper position, right? Sniper's up high, and he can see the whole battlefield. And so right now he's saying, hey, take a left down the next corridor, right? But you can't figure out, well, that doesn't make sense to me. Why would I go down the next corridor? But he's seeing the whole battlefield. Why are you arguing with the guy who's seeing everything? What difference does it make why he's telling you? He has more information than you do. Now, we're going to pick up here, but this is extremely important. And you know, this is why I'm so grateful for the partners of this ministry, that they make it possible for us to get on the radio and television and teach you guys these things. Because it's important that you realize and be able to hear from God in this way so you don't end up having these tragedies like this. Now, I also strongly encourage you in this. Find a local church that's teaching you the Word of God, that's inspiring you to hear from God and inspiring you a relationship with God, because that'll help you in these things. And if you can't find a local church, if you're not in the Florida area, we have a church in Clewiston and a church in Port St. Lucie, but if you're not in our area, contact our office at kurtowen.com and we'll help you find one. But get someplace that will help you hear from God and will remind you, just listen to God. He's smarter than you. We'll talk more about this. Thank you so much. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
This Thursday, July 4th, we are excited to be broadcasting an interview with Tim Barton of Wall Builders Ministry. Kurt Owen and Tim discuss the little-known information regarding God's involvement with the foundation of our country. For instance, the vast majority of the men that signed the Declaration of Independence actually called Jesus Lord. We are sure that you will find this to be amazing and edifying. God Almighty is excited about you hearing Him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference, along with a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to kurtowen.com. Check with this local station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida